one of my brothers here this week at camp reminded me of a man that we used to have in our church. He now went to heaven. And he was a little eccentric. You know what eccentric means? No, that's a hard word. One of the counselors can help us with that because it's maybe a little hard for me to define what that means. What's eccentric?
A little odd.
You know what that means? A little odd. I heard somebody say quirky. You know what quirky is? Yeah, now don't stop pointing fingers at anybody. But this man, he was a little eccentric. And he was quiet for the most part. And this is how eccentric he was. And it was really, he had a hard upbringing in life. And he collected cans for a living. He used to go around the neighborhood and get hundreds of cans. And then he'd bring them into his apartment. You know what else he brought into his apartment when he brought in all those empty soda cans or whatever they were? A lot of other creatures came with the soda cans. But he'd get a nickel here and a nickel there, and it would help him pay his bill, and it would help him get some food to eat. But this man really loved Jesus. And most of the time he was quiet, but all of a sudden, one time in a meeting, he erupted. I don't know how else to put it. Did you ever see that happen in a meeting? Sometimes the Lord just comes to a person, and they just erupt. I guess that's the best way I could put it. They start to maybe just all of a sudden do something that they don't ordinarily do. And this man started to erupt. And he just sort of groaned and yelled all at the same time. And he was just saying, Jesus! Oh, Jesus! And he just was so overwhelmed with joy and thanksgiving. And he was just so happy in the Lord. And we were just wondering what was happening to him. Is this okay? And it really was. And then after he did that a little while, he then said something that I've never forgotten. And my brother reminded me of it this week. He said all of a sudden, at the end of his rejoicing or praise or whatever, he said, "Oh, it's better to bubble all over the joint than never to bubble at all." And I don't think I've ever forgotten that. It's better to bubble all over the joint. Now, maybe you feel like bubbling tonight. You know, it's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. Maybe it's bubbling in your soul, and you just can't keep it quiet. And folks don't understand it, but I can't keep it quiet, the song says. It's bubbling, 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 and it's about ready to bubble over. And so you just want to say, "Thank you, Jesus, for what you mean to me, for saving my soul." Who'll be first tonight to give thanks to the Lord for his goodness, for his mercy? Is anybody bubbling?
I had the good fortune, some good sense, to choose godly parents. And we went to Sunday school, Full Gospel Tabernacle, of which Brother Gottfried Waldfogel was the pastor at that time. Brother Hans Waldfogel's brother. And when I was, the day before I was nine, before I was eight, yeah, I thought, here I am going to be so old tomorrow, and I haven't received Christ as my Savior. It's unthinkable. So I crawled out of bed and got down on my knees. And Laura said, "Lord, I want you to forgive all my sins." I didn't mention any murders or anything like that. I didn't have anything like that to confess, but I wanted all the bases covered. I want you to forgive all my sins, and I want to live the rest of my life for you. And I meant it with my whole heart. And I never doubted it from that day on. When I was training for the ministry, and I was in a faith home for about 6 years, and I was called into the service during World War II, the pastor in charge of the faith home was praying and leading others in prayer in the prayer meetings, "Lord, keep Charles Hofflander out of the army." I was praying, "Lord, get your will done." Secretly, I wanted to go into the army. I thought, that's where the need is. That's where I can witness. And I did go into the army, and I'm very glad I did. And I served in Hawaiian Islands and in Okinawa on board ship. On board ships, I had Bible studies below decks. I'd gather a group of fellows, and we went through the whole book of Matthew on the way to Okinawa. And in Okinawa, I had Bible studies there as well, between bombing raids. And I remember one bomb exploded just it seemed like 10 feet over my head, but the Lord didn't allow it. I guess I have a hard head. Maybe it would have bounced off. But anyway, I'm so thankful. I am so thankful that I was able to take the Lord with me, or I be with him, whether put it where you want to put it, and no matter what the situation is. And to be faith that we should escape difficulties isn't what the apostles prayed. It's that no matter what the situation, we will shine for you. We will live for you.
Hallelujah.
And in the army, we were surrounded by all sorts of unwholesome people. In fact, when I first went in at Fort Sheridan, Illinois, and I think it was the first night, and guys in the barracks were telling one dirty joke after the other. And I thought, now I better say something. And I thought, well, maybe they'll try to get a revenge at me. But I got up on my elbow in bed. I say, listen, fellas. I say, this has got to be our home. We want a clean house. Oh, it's a clean house, but it's not home, blah, 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 blah. And the next night, several of those guys came at midnight and started to pull me off my top bunk. That would have been nice for you. But fortunately, I held on to the rails of the top bunk, and some of the guys chased them off. I fall off the top bunk could have been a serious thing. But through the service, I was able to have a Bible studies and able to see people to the Lord. And in between bombing raids and on board ship, I saw a silhouette of a fellow, and the Lord seemed to move me to go and talk to that fellow. So I went and talked to him, and he wasn't a Christian. He was going to church. We led him to the Lord right there under the Pacific moon, and he came to, and then I, in Okinawa, I started Bible studies, and I had about 15 guys in my Bible studies, and even chaplains came to my Bible studies. Some of those chaplains, excuse me, some of them were very godly, some didn't know the Bible very well. But I'm so thankful I was in the service, because there was where the need was, and God answered prayer and enabled me to lead a number of people to Christ.
The longer I served him, the sweeter he became.